The next one has a 65:15. Ye shall leave your name for a curse unto my chosen. The Lord God shall slay thee and call his servants by another name. Also, as you think about these different passages, you see the value of just knowing what would it be called. 65:15, 62:2, 56:5 of these names. 56:5. 56:5. Even unto them will I give in mine house and within my walls a place and a name better than sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name. These three scriptures in the book of Isaiah set up the tone for what would it be called. You come to the New Testament. Three times in the New Testament, the Lord identifies his people as Christians. You know what they are? You do, don't you? Acts 11:26. The disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. Remember Isaiah 62:2? Isaiah said, after the Gentiles saw God's righteousness, that's the conversion of Cornelius in Acts 10:11. You know what Acts 11:26 says? The disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. That's a fulfillment of Isaiah 62:2. God did the calling. Somebody say, well, folks are just making fun of these people. No, 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 no. God named them. Remember Agrippa? Paul preached to Agrippa. You know what Agrippa said? Almost. That's not good enough. Thou persuadest me to be what? A Christian. One more. 1 Peter 4:16. If any man, I'm not talking about church. Don't forget that. I'm talking about church. I'm talking about individual, a man. A man's not the church. If any man suffer as a Christian, let him's not the church. Right? Talk about individual. Not be ashamed of glorifying God in this name. And so somebody, who are you people? This is who we are. We're Christians. Secondly, we're members of the Church of Christ. Every once in a while I hear somebody say, I'm a Church of Christer. I preach a sermon sometime that I call Say Ye Not. Say not ye. So don't ever say I'm a church of Christ. You're not a church. The church is not an individual, but many members. Members of the Church of Christ. In Romans 16:16, Paul said, the churches of Christ salute you. That's who we are. Members of the Church of Christ. Are you aware of the fact that the Bible never calls the church a church? That's always the church. And the Church of Christ is not a Church of Christ church. That's a denominational concept. We are the Church of Christ. Every single Church of Christ is the Church of Christ. Like in 1 Corinthians 1:1-2, he addressed the church at Corinth as the Church of God at Corinth. This is the Church of Christ in Orangeburg, Kentucky, at this address. That's who we are. Don't make any apology for that. I see some places where they've taken down the sign out front. I don't know why. Maybe they're ashamed of it. I don't know. And put up something else. That's a trend in the wrong direction. You mark it down in whatever book you mark things down. Who are we? We're Christians. Members of the Church of Christ. Next, we're saints. Saints? Did you know you're a saint? Somebody said, I thought you had to be dead about 50 years before they called you a saint. Not so. Some places that's the way it works, but not with us. Not with the Bible. In 1 Corinthians 1:1-2, those Corinthians that obey the gospel, though not perfect, they're called saints. In Romans 1:7, he said, don't let these things be named among you who are saints. It just being sanctified, set aside to serve God. Sanctified by the word of God. John 17:17. That's who we are. Saints. Next. We're children of God. In Galatians 3:26, he said that we're the children of God by faith in Christ. God's the Father. We're his children. Children of God. And we need to act that way. No. We need to let the world know who we are by our our conduct, our talk, and where we go and where we don't go, and what we do and what we don't, what we do. That's who we are. The children of God. You agree? I hope so. Next, we're kingdom citizens. Kingdom. Somebody, we have people in the area where I preach who are premillennial. A lot of them. That is, they believe that the kingdom's yet to be set up. And we got folks who are known as the 70 AD folks who takes the kingdom. They got that all messed up too. The kingdom is the church, and the church is the kingdom. Not always, but many times. How do you know the difference? Context. That tells us. Jesus said in Matthew 16:18, I will build my church. What he said, he's going to give the keys to? The kingdom. Kingdom keys fit the church, and church keys fit the kingdom. They're one and the same in that passage. And so we are kingdom citizens. When you read the book of Ephesians 2:19, he talks about that. Ephesians 2:19. In Revelation 17:14, Jesus, King of kings and Lord of lords. And we're in his kingdom. If you know the difference between sinner and deliverer, you'll never have any problem with premillennialism. In 1 Corinthians 15:23-24, when the Lord returns, he's going to deliver up the kingdom to God, not set it up. Isn't that easy to get a handle on? We're kingdom citizens. Right? Next, we're in God's family. There's a great song in this book. It's called God's Family. Number 643. We're part of the family that's been born again. Part of the family whose love knows no end. For Jesus has saved us and made us all his own. Now we're part of the family that's on its way home. 643. When a brother meets sorrow, we all feel his grief. When he passed through the valley, we all feel relief. Together in sunshine, together in rain. And though some go before us, we'll all meet again. Just inside the city, as we enter in, there'll be no more parting, with Jesus we'll be together forever, God's family. And then the chorus. Sometimes we laugh together. Sometimes we cry. Sometimes we share together heartaches and sighs. Sometimes we dream together how it will be when we all get to heaven. God's family. In my preacher training program, we sing this every morning. Every morning. What a song. Am I allowed to be singing here? Great song, isn't it? Who are you? We're part of God's family. This church is a family, right? You need to think of it that way. And we're a spiritual house. Peter said that in 1 Peter 2:5. He said we're living stones, holy priesthood. That's who we are. What a group. Did you know that? That you're a spiritual house? Is the church a house? Well, members are. This is a meeting house of the church, right? Also in 1 Peter 2:9, as he talked about exactly who we are, remember all that? He said we are chosen generation. Did you know you're a chosen generation? A royal priesthood? You know we're among royalty today? Don't have to go to England for that. We're royal. Think of that. Don't downgrade yourself as to who you are. A holy nation. A peculiar people. 1 Peter 2:9. Wow. Isn't that something? You need to let the world know this who we are. And a lot of people misunderstand that peculiar stuff. Don't they? We are a peculiar people. But not only that, we are the people of God. God's always had his people. Do you know that? Always. 7,000 never bowed their knee to Baal. False God. In 1 Peter 2:10. Which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which have not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. That's who we are. Don't be ashamed of that. And when your friends and neighbors, those you work with, and those you go to school with, and those you play with, don't be ashamed to let them know that's who we are. The God's people. That's how you answer when somebody says, who are you people in Orangeburg, Kentucky? Tell them. We're the people of God. But not only that. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 11, dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims. That's who we are too. We're strangers from this world and we're just pilgrims. We're just passing through. You know, we sing a song sometimes. This is not my home. We're looking for a better one. Then he said, as a result of that, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul. Who are you? Strangers and pilgrims. Not here for very long. Life is short, you know that? Like a vapor. James 4:14-17. Just a moment, Paul said to the Corinthians. Job 14:1-2, few days, like a flower, comes forth, cut down, like a shadow, like a post. Not here very long, are we? At the longest. I preached a man's funeral a few years ago who was over 100. Talking to him before he passed away, of course. He's almost 100 then. He said, Johnny, he said, only yesterday, I was just a boy. Yesterday. Think of that. And now I'm 100. So don't get too attached to this place. You're not going to take it with you. Sometimes we act like it, don't we? Just strangers and pilgrims here. That's who we are. But as you think about, this is who we are. We are a submissive people. That's what obedience is. It's submissive. You know, the Bible points out in Ephesians 5 that Christ is the head of the body, the church, Colossians 1:18, Colossians 1:24, low scripture. In Ephesians 5, for the husband is head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, and the Savior of the body, Ephesians 5:23. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husband and everything. Remember all that? Who are we? We are a people who submit our lives to God's will. That's what obedience is. That's when the apostle would write to the Hebrews. That Jesus, the author of eternal salvation, to them that obey him, Hebrews 5:9. Submission. Submitting your will to God's will, whatever it is. Some people don't like God's will. One day we wish we had. Isn't that something? Last but not least, who are these people meets in this building? We are an obedient people. That's where it starts. In Romans 10:16, he said, not all have obeyed the gospel. Paul ran the Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians 2:7-10, he talked about those who obey not God will suffer the vengeance of God. Christ, the author of eternal salvation, them that obey him. Revelation 22:14. Blessed are they that keep his commandments, they may have right to the tree of life. That's who we are.
from the day we obey the gospel till it's all over.
We have to be an obedient people. That describes you. Your family know that? Your kids know that? Have they seen that demonstrated? Has your wife seen that? Has your husband seen that? What about the people you work with? Are they aware of the fact that this is who we are? You ever tell them? Some of them, they never did ask. Tell them anyhow. They might like to know. Sometimes people work together for years and never know that who they are. I know of a story where two members of the church worked together for many years in the same plant, and both of them were members of the Church of Christ in different locations, and they didn't know who they were. I didn't know he was a member of the Church of Christ. Really? We need to let the people know who we are. Are you doing that? Somebody said, I don't know how to explain that. Well, there it is. Isn't that easy? Let me quickly review. I don't normally review very much, but we're Christians, members of the Church of Christ. We're saints. We're children of God. We're kingdom citizens. We're in God's family. We're the spiritual house, the chosen generation, the people of God, strangers and pilgrims, a submissive people, and those who obey the Lord. If you're this honest this morning and never obeyed the Lord, somebody said, how do I do that? Simple. You already done some of it. Faith comes by hearing, right? Romans 10, 17. God said concerning his son, hear ye him. Remember that? You know what? How the first sermon began in Acts 2? And you know what the introduction was? Hear these words. Sometimes preachers have long introductions. I'm ready to go home with this. You ever make a little study of sermon introductions in the Bible? They're not very long. Hear these words. That's all. What do you do with them? Believe them. Jesus said, except you believe that I'm he, you know the rest of that? You're dying your sins. John 8:24. Can't praise God without faith, Hebrews 11:6. Talk about repentance. You ever wonder what repentance is? The best definition is in Matthew 21:28. A man had two boys. He said, go work in my vineyard today. One of them said, I'm not going to go. But what? He repented and went. What did he do when he repented? Changed his mind. I ain't no idea. He went. That's what repentance is. Quit doing what's wrong, do what's right. What about a confession? Somebody said, well, I guess you confess your sin. No, wait a minute. That's when you become a Christian in sin, right? 1 John 1:9. You know what the eunuch said when he was ready to be baptized? I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Acts 8:37. That's what you do and will do. That all? Not quite. Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. That's obedience. Obedience. Baptized for the remission of sins, Acts 2:38. Baptized into one body, 1 Corinthians 12:13. That's the church. Rise to walk a new life, like that right there. Romans 6:3. And then you have to be faithful and steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, 1 Corinthians 15:58. And be faithful unto death, Revelation 2:10. You need to obey the gospel today? Or to be restored to faithfulness, by repenting of your sins, confessing that unto God in prayer. As we sing the song, we invite you to come.